Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions. Take care to guard against greed. Jesus speaks to us today about the vice of greed, something that maybe isn't talked about very often, being greedy in our life. Jesus expresses this today through this parable of the man who, of course, decides to tear down his barns to build these new barns so that he can have basically all of this surplus. He put so much time and effort to store up from himself all of these things for the future, and then, you know, in his foolishness, he isn't around to enjoy those. Jesus concludes this parable today by saying, "Thus it will be for all who store up for themselves treasures in this world, but are not rich in what matters to God." Once again, being greedy. It's interesting. I think greed is something we don't often talk about. It's interesting, as a priest, I very rarely, if at all, ever hear anyone confess greed in confession. In my life, too, I think about, I don't think I've ever confessed being greedy in confession as well. You know, why is that? It's very interesting to think about today, because greed is probably evident in our life. I mean, we live in the United States, the most richest country in the world. If anyone's going to be greedy, it's probably the people with the money, right? So the Lord may be challenging us today to look at parts of our heart that are not open to receive his love because of places we're clinging to things of this world, places where we're storing up and safeguarding things of this world, possessions, comforts, that ultimately keep us from living for the things of God. Having our eyes set on the things that are going to endure, that we will possess for eternity, that will not dissolve when we pass from this world. So it's important for us to maybe think about today, what really is greed? If we're going to really think about, if we have it in our life, what really is greed? And then how do we root it out of our life? What is greed? If we think about it, it's really that mindset that we have of living for ourselves. Our reference point is myself. Think about how Jesus specifically shares the parable today. It's the me, myself, and I parable. Listen as the young man describes his situation. So Jesus told him a parable. There was a rich young man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store up all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself," and then he switches to "you," but notice he's actually even talking about himself when he says "you." "Then I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry." His reference point is himself. So often in our life, we can live our life like that. Maybe think of a typical archetype of greed, Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, he's so consumed in himself and money that he's unable to see the need of his bookkeepers. He's unaware of Tiny Tim, who's dying. He's unaware of the Christmas cheer around him, the relationships of joy and happiness that people are inviting him into. And he stays up late counting his money, and he goes home, what? To an empty mansion? A life of solitude, a life of loneliness, a life where his heart is truly not satisfied with the love that gives life that only comes from Jesus. How do we in our life, in places of greed in our life, shut out others, not being present to them, and ultimately live a life of kind of isolation and loneliness as we worry about me, myself, and I? So we want to get even deeper to greed. You know, greed is anything that nails down my attention and keeps me from focusing on God. You know, with my time, my talents, my treasures. You know, greed causes me to want to gain more and more possessions at the expense of love and personal relationships. You know, think about maybe what this man in the parable had to tell his wife and kids, you know? Little Tommy comes up to dad, "Hey, can we fly a kite today? I've been wanting to do that. I just made this kite, Dad." You know, I'd love to, son, but, you know, the blueprints for the new barn are almost done, and I really got to get them done today. The contractor's coming tomorrow. We're going to get started on this new phase. Why don't we do that next week? You know, his wife comes to him, hey, you know, we haven't done a date night in a couple weeks. Let's go out. Let's go to that new Persian restaurant that just showed up. You know, honey, I'd love to. We're really in a bind right now. You know, give me 2 or 3 years when the new barns are built and we'll have so much time and money. I'm gonna take you on so many trips. We're gonna go to Jerusalem like you've always wanted to. We're gonna get you that new purple dress with that purple dye from Rome. It's gonna be great. Gonna get you that gold jewelry you want. You know, his attention is on himself, the barns, instead of the relationships that are gonna endure for his life, the things that matter. So often in our life, we can lose sight of those things. And oftentimes it's a sense of trying to have this sense of comfort and security, you know. It's interesting, sometimes what's at the root of greed in our life is that deep down, we don't believe that our dreams, our wishes, or that our desires are gonna be fulfilled by God. I don't trust that if I give God what he's due, and I focus on what matters to God, that he'll provide for me. I don't trust that, so I'm gonna have to build up and safeguard and control things in my life so I have what I need. It's really a spirit of, at the very root, a spirit of hopelessness. I don't have trust in God, and I don't have the hope that he can do great things as I'm free with him, just as he's been free with me, giving his only begotten son for my salvation. You know, greed in our life, which keeps us from receiving the great gift of God. So if we want to think about greed in our life, what's the opposite of greed? What do we need to be living in? Well, the opposite of greed is what? Generosity. And even more than that, liberality. Liberality is a kind of fancy word. It comes from the Latin for libertaris, which means freedom. To have a free life where we're not attached to this world. I might have wealth, I might have surplus, but I'm not attached to it. And at any moment, if it's asked of me, I am freely able to give it or leave it completely behind. For what? The sake of the things that matter, the things of God, the sake of the people around me, the sake of the needs of the poor, the people that God came to save. I've come from the poor and the sickly, not for the rich and for the just. You know, having no attachment to this world. Think about the lives of the saints that live with such liberality. They're able to just leave everything behind and follow the Lord. Think about Saint Matthew, the tax collector. Jesus says, come follow me. Matthew, tough choice, has to leave behind the comforting life of being a tax collector, the nice plush life of having excess money, to follow Jesus. Give up everything to follow this itinerant preacher who sleeps in the wilderness and goes from town to town, not knowing if he's going to be provided for. Think about, you know, the many kings and queens saints who had everything. They ruled kingdoms, and they gave it up to build hospitals, to, when their reign was done, to become ultimately part of orders where they lived in poverty and solitude, giving everything to God. Think about Mother Teresa, who lived her whole life in service of those in need. Think about St. Francis and St. Clare. St. Francis, a rich, wealthy merchant. He had everything. He's willing to give everything away so that he can have the poverty and the freedom of spirit, which allows him to be totally the Lord's. You know, speaking of St. Francis and Clare, I don't know if you saw 2 days ago, ESPN just put out in their magazine, it's online too, you can check it out, this beautiful story about Shelley Pinnefather. She was a women's basketball player for Villanova. She played for them for many years, and she was the highest paid women's basketball player for 4 years in the 90s. She ultimately started making in the hundreds of thousands of dollars towards the end of her career, annual contract. Never lost a game during high school. She still leads scoring at Villanueva for both women and men. So we're talking top tier, the best woman in women's basketball. When she went off to play professional sports, she went and played. She had always had a religious life. And after 2 years in professional league, when her contract was getting so big, she decided to leave professional basketball and join the Poor Clares. She gave up everything, a life of luxury, a career, once again being on the top of her tier, to what? Abandon everything. If you know anything about the Poor Clares, they're one of the simplest orders, even more simple than the Franciscans. They walk around barefoot, they don't get to see their family, you know, they live everything and give it all to the Lord in solitude and service to him. She was willing to give all that up for the Lord, a modern saint. Do we live with that liberality of heart, where we're willing to give it all for the sake of Jesus, who has given everything for us? He's the model of generosity. He comes to us in our sin. None of us deserving salvation, and he says, I am willing to give everything, my only begotten son, for the sake of you, my children. If we want to be free from our life, there's a couple things that need to happen that are at the root of that greed. First of all, if I'm going to be generous with my own life, I have to know that God loves me and cares for me. I have to know the generosity that first he's given me. And in knowing how generous he is, I have to believe that he's my ultimate provider, that he will always provide for me. I will be with you forever, even until the end of time. You know, when I know that God's going to provide for me, it's easy for me to be generous and to help others. It's easy for me to have that liberality of heart, to give it away, because I believe, God, you'll always provide for me. And when I believe that, just like all of these saints, and just like Shelley Pinnefather, this beautiful modern woman who gave her life for the Lord, when I believe these things, then I become rich in the things of God. You know, I love God first in my life and treat my neighbor as myself. I have eyes to see the poor around me, and I give of my surplus to bless them. I even seek the poor out to bless them, just as Jesus did, to bring the richness of faith and love that our world needs. So we come before our God today asking for the freedom of a liberal, free heart, a liberality that gives us the grace to receive God's love as a gift, and then to share it with the world with freedom. We ask for that grace maybe today as we think of our own life, places where we're attached to things, possessions, you know, maybe entertainment, you know, time that we're giving to things that really aren't going to endure. We ask for the Lord to help us focus on him, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and to free us from greed, that we might have eternal life in the things that endure. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.